This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, we talk about hunting, and we talk about the great outdoors. Our contact phone numbers are 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, or 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. That is if you are outside the local Baltimore region dialing area and you happen to be within the confines of the state of Maryland, you can use the 800 toll-free number. Doesn't reach out of state into Pennsylvania, Delaware, North Carolina, New Jersey, Ohio, or any of the other states that where folks listen to this show. We'll throw out a little invitation to those of you who are listening online to drop us an email here and let me know you're out there wherever you might be. At ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'd love to hear from you. We're working on keeping the podcast updated as quickly as possible, and we keep working with the station to do that. So as far as I know, all the podcasts are up to date, even as of last week. So that is all good. This will be the last live broadcast show for a couple weeks. We have next week, we've already pre-recorded the show with Bill Miles, the advocate for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We've got a great conversation coming up with Bill coming up next week, next Saturday from 5 to 7. And he stopped by here the other day and we pre-recorded the show. So a lot of interesting stuff there. And I think this second hour we're going to have Alan Klotz in here from Deep Creek Lake and that area. Talk about fishing opportunities in Western Maryland. So I'll be up there in 2 weeks. Let's see. Pre-recorded show is going to be the 21st. I'll be back on the 28th, and then the following week, whatever that is, June 2nd or 3rd, we'll be in Western Maryland at Deep Creek Lake. So for a wedding. So that's going to be fun. I'll be out of town this coming week, and be leaving in the middle of the week. Been an exciting week, buying a truck, selling a truck, and going through that interesting phenomenon here in Maryland, and the whole process is just overwhelming with the inspection and all the things you have to do, but that's okay. We'll get her done. I didn't trade the F-150. I sold it and bought another F-150 outright, so maybe we'll have more information for you about that. It's a pretty truck. I bought the crew cab, and so we're 2015. You know, we went with a 2015 rather than a 16. Price was a little better. Still a brand new truck. Still has that showroom smell. So, particularly like the color Caribou. I thought, man, nobody has a truck like this. This is really cool. Nobody has a truck like this. Saw three of them yesterday, one in Montgomery County and two in Carroll County when I was out working. So it was it suddenly has become the most popular truck color. Oh, my. Anyway, we're welcoming your phone calls here at 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a ring here. Tell us about your hunting or fishing adventure. The turkey season is still in. We've got some photos coming in of some folks that have taken some nice turkeys around the state. Some of them are doing, doing well. Others are not doing so well. It's just a matter of opportunity, trying to get out. And you drive around the Eastern Shore, as I do quite often. You see them out in the fields, and you go up to Western Maryland, Frederick County, Washington County, see them out in the fields. You hunker down in the woods at dawn or pre-dawn and get ready, and you don't see anything. So, yeah, that's the way it goes. Fishing was good this week. In one location for one day, we got to fish our postponed trip to one of the local reservoirs to do some bed fishing for smallmouth bass. We wound up catching 13 fish, all nice fish. Some of them were fresh. Some of them were had just come on the bed. Some of them were spent. Some of them were full of eggs. We caught a couple of small males, but most of the fish were, I would say we caught two smaller males in the 15, 16-inch range, and most of those fish were 18 to 21 inches. We actually caught four beautiful smallmouth bass that were, two were 19, one was 20, two were 20, one was 20 and a half, and one was 21. So four out of the 13 fish over 20 inches, 20 inches or better. That was tremendous, tremendous smallmouth bass fishing, so. We just had a great time doing that. There, we saw fish on the beds, guarding the eggs. We saw a lot of empty beds, you know, empty nest. We don't know if the fish had not moved up onto the nest yet or if the fish had, you know, laid the eggs earlier and abandoned it. We saw, three pairs of smallmouth, in the mating ritual where they, you know, the male was bumping the female, trying to get her to lay the eggs and, chasing them around the perimeter of the nest and that type of thing. And I only caught one largemouth, but, had a great time. And I want to thank my buddy Glenn for this annual trip that we do. So it's always a great opportunity to go out there. And like I said, we got blown out in all this. We need a little more rain. I mean, it's only been what, two weeks, 15, 16 days in a row we've had rain. So, you know, we fished in the morning. It was nice and calm. A lot of pollen on the lake, hard to see, but we managed to scratch out our fish. So it was a good day. Good day. Once again, phone calls are what makes this show go around, and we'd love to hear from you. Any unusual wildlife sightings, anything that concerns you, any questions that you might have, you can play Stump the Host if you like. That happens quite often. But we'll take your phone calls here at WCBM 680. Three men in Nevada broke into a fenced off area and waded around in a pool out there at Devil's Hole in Death Valley National Park on the 30th of April. Apparently, they were drunk. One guy in particular. Tossed his cookies. Another guy tossed his underwear. And video camera shows them walking around with a firearm inside the impoundment there. And then they got in the water. And when they were in the water, they didn't realize it, but that's the home to an endangered species called a pupfish. Yeah, they tossed a few beer cans around, too. But it's called a Devil's Hole pupfish. There's only 115 of them known to exist, down from 300 back about 10 years ago. So this guy, Steven Schwinkendorf, Edgar Reyes, and Trenton Sargent. Schwinkendorf is 29, Reyes is 35, and Sargent is 26. They wound up killing one of these Devil's Hole pupfish. Now, how would you know? They're an inch long. You're drunk. You find a pool of water. You want to go swimming. You get in the water. You dump your boxer shorts. You throw a couple beer cans around. You throw up. And you feel better in that cool water. And how did you know it was home to 115 endangered species of, you know, 115 members of the most endangered species fish in the United States? How did you know? And how did you know you were going to wind up killing one? I mean, after all, there's fence there for a reason. It must be a good reason. It must be beautiful water to swim in because there's a fence around it. So let's break down the fence and let's go in there and stomp around the water. They were shooting rabbits prior to breaking in a state park, national park. Shooting rabbits. Video shows them with a gun. alcohol. Stay away from it. Fran in Baltimore, good morning, dear. You're calling early this morning. What is on your mind?
I'm trying to talk real fast.
Why?
No, well, because I don't want to take up a lot of your time.
Talking faster is not necessary.
Okay.
So what's up, dear?
Oh, it's so much. Now, let me tell you. Oh,
okay.
God. All right, first thing, I'm going to kind of go backwards. You said next Saturday Bill Miles is going to be on.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear that one. You know, that's my other kind of thing I love interest in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, I can't wait for that show.
We're going to talk about Sunday, honey. We're going to talk about poaching prevention or the Poaching Restitution Act. We're
gonna
we're going to talk about all that stuff. I mean, we got some, you know, some pretty topical stuff. So,
I know.
And by then, I think on the 19th, the governor will have signed the Poaching Restitution Act.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
I'll be gone. I'll be out of town. No photos of me with the governor. Sorry.
I was kind of going to sleep, you know. Not sleep, but I mean, you know, the man that I hear, he's going to be on. No, I got to get up again. I mean, I'm up anyway. But, okay, now I just want to do a couple of quick shout-outs. Where's Chuck? Is he okay? Is he still in the woods with
I think he's turkey hunting. Who knows?
You mean he's still out there with that grim reaper thing?
Yeah, he's out there. He sent me a photo the other day.
Did he get one?
No.
Oh,
it was a illustrative example of how his turkey season was going.
Chuck.
And I can't really share it because it was.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know anymore.
Let me just kind of paint a picture here for you. It was a kid playing baseball. He was at the plate. He had his helmet on. And let's put it this way. He took a low pitch. And somebody photographed him at the exact moment he took that low pitch. And it was a very illustrative photo. And Chuck sent me that and said, this is the way my turkey season is going. So apparently he's
taking. Can you tell me where I can purchase a turkey that's still got the feathers on it while.
No. Okay. I can't.
And then I can throw it out there.
No. No, he's been close. No cigar, but he's been close. It's all about when it's turkey hunting. It's all about the encounter.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's all about. So.
Uh huh. Okay. Now, the next little shout out I wanted to do. Oh, you.
What I do?
No, you didn't do anything.
Oh, good.
What I wanted to say was, of course, enjoy your vacation.
Thank you.
Then I wanted to say, happy birthday for next week.
Thank you.
Okay. Party back. The next thing I wanted to say was, you know how I have a tendency to sing in unusual places?
Yes, I do.
Well,
Lawyers Mall in Annapolis in front of the General Assembly
I've been everything this time.
You did what?
I beat all my previous places.
Okay, great. Where were you singing? Other than the shower,
I'm singing, but anyway, one of my songs I wrote about extended time God gives you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was singing that. My daughter had to go for surgery, okay? And outpatient, supposed to have been. And we're in the first patient, because I wouldn't disturb other people, you know, with their family.
Right.
We were the only ones back there, except all those surgical staff. Things got backed up, and so they were bored, So somebody approached me. Don't ever do that. And they said something about, I said something, and they invited me. Well, we got nothing to do. To sing. She was supposed to be 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock. We left the hospital 3:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
Okay, she's got to go back. But that's another story. So I sang a couple verses of that song in the outpatient OR before you go in to be operated on.
Lovely. How'd they like it?
Oh, they liked it. I only gave them like the first verse and the last verse, you know. And they liked it. And I said, oh, God, wait till Ellen hear about this. Maybe I shouldn't tell her. that's the time. Oh, man, I got to tell you this real quick.
All right.
I want to give a shout-out to somebody that called last Saturday.
Okay.
And, it was like It astounded me, and I'll tell you why. When they called in, I listened to this story. I want to offer my condolences personally to Denise.
Yes.
That called in.
Yes.
I'm going to leave it on an up note. Let me tell you how.
All right.
I know her.
Okay, good.
I said, now let me tell you how I knew her. I met her on a one-day bus trip.
Okay.
And we kind of walked around. I was on a walker. I was kind of in bad shape. She stayed with me, one of the kindest people I've ever met in my life. She stayed with me the whole day. I had the walker. I was a mess. I shouldn't even been over there. I was out of town with that thing. But anyway, so at the end of the day, we both started discussing what do you do on the weekend. And we decided we both listened to Alan Ellis. Well, that was the highlight of the trip, you know.
Oh, my.
So then when she could never remember my name. She always called me Fern all day long. And I kept saying, Denise, I'm Fran. And she kept saying, yeah, that's right, that's right. So when she was talking to you about her husband, mm-hmm. when she had talked to me about that day, and I haven't seen her since,
right.
I thought, did she say Fern? Now this.
Yes, Denise, she did.
I said, that's me. She's talking about me. She still don't remember my name. I said, Denise, and I know she's listening.
Oh, yeah.
I said, hey, Denise, listen, this is Fran. You know, you never could remember. I snatched your phone book from you that day and wrote my name in it because you got on my nerves so bad mispronouncing my name. So I know you got like 150 people in a phone book. I never seen such a thing. Listen, go get your phone book. Look under Fran. That's why you can't find me. F-R-A-N, Denise. I know you're listening. And my phone number's in there. Call me. Now, that's it.
Okay. That's how networking works. Social media.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You
well, look, Fran.
Me? We all met. Our lives were meant to cross. I don't know why.
Yeah, I neglected to reply to her email, and Denise, I apologize for that. I meant to do that. It's just been a whirlwind week, so.
Well,
you know,
she never called. She must have listened to you 10 years.
Yeah,
but for her to call and said, "I like Charles," you know, the
yeah,
sure. and I like Fern.
Yeah,
I
heard
Fern.
That.
She's still calling me that, but anyway.
It's all right, Fern. All right, I mean, Fran, you have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Weekend.
Oh, you too. You know, like I say, relax. Birthday, all that stuff.
Indeed. Okay. Thank you. All righty.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. One and only. Fern. Fran. So anyway. do we have another caller that backed off? Okay. Well, that's okay. It's all good. Let me tell you, if you enjoy gardening, I'd like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, Maryland, just off Interstate 97. Papa John's greenhouses are just bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. I was there the other day, wagon after wagon after wagon worth of flowers and beautiful plants. They have annuals by the pack or by the flat, perennials by the pot. We've got bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias, and just every color of the rainbow, every color under the sun. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's also has all the vegetable plants started and ready to go for your garden, your home garden. They've got those wonderful, tasty tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon, cantaloupe, and zucchini, and any other kind of vegetable you can imagine. 10 varieties of hot peppers, herbs. Excuse me. Papa John's Farm, located off I-97 at exit 12. That's New Cut Road. They're at 8029 New Cut Road. If you want to put that in your GPS, in Severn, Maryland, you can drive right to the greenhouses. You can make your selections. You can call 410-969-5909. Please think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or dress up your church. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
People pouring over our borders, wave after wave after wave of people who do not share our cultural beliefs, our beliefs about government, who do not seek to become American citizens.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
All right, let's talk to Denise in Chestertown. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. How are you?
It's Alan, and I'm great.
Well, Mr. Alan, then. this is my regular voice.
Okay.
So it's getting a little better.
Good.
And Fran, I am so sorry. I am terrible with names, and I just wanted to apologize to her this morning and thank her for remembering me, and thank you too again.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question. I have a fish question.
All right.
When you say that the fish were fresh, what did that mean?
Wait, what happened there, Denise? You went away.
I said, when you said that the fish were fresh, when you were catching them?
Yeah.
What did that mean?
That means that they had just come up on the beds. They hadn't spawned. They hadn't been caught a number of times by the anglers that target them. They were just fresh and ready to go. I mean, they hadn't been caught. They were strong. They were in good shape. That's a tough fishery up there because, you know, a lot of guys target those fish, and it's a great catch and release fishery. But sometimes you'll catch a fish that may have been caught because they're so visible that may have been caught three or four times. And we located fish on deep beds in deeper water that hadn't been caught, and we located fish on beds that hadn't been fished because the beds were brand new. I mean, the fish had just. When I talk about a bed,
right.
I'm talking about a circular area that's been fanned out by the fish's tail, okay, in a circle. And this is where they lay their eggs. And then they patrol that circle. And it can be anywhere from, a foot in diameter to almost 4 feet in diameter, or a combination of a couple of beds in the same location. And these fish are not stupid. They adapt to their habitat. They'll be in between limbs of trees that have fallen into the water. They'll be back in under deadfalls, and they'll be some places they'll be hard to reach. They'll be beside stumps in 7 or 8 feet of water where you just can't necessarily look down in there and see them. But it's all sight fishing, and you just go along the shoreline and you look for the beds, and sometimes you can see the fish on them, and sometimes they're not there. And if you wear amber colored Polaroid glasses, the brown, the smallmouths look green. They look green or black on the bed, and that's what you got to look for. And you toss your bait across the bed, you drag it into the bed, and you just let it there. And we're using all plastics. We're using tube baits. They used to call them gitsets, but they're tube baits that look like a little squid with a weight on the front. Texas rig,
right.
and then we're using a plastic crayfish in a variety of colors. And I caught them on red tubes. I caught them on green tubes. I caught them on the green crayfish. I caught them on all different colors. And I caught one on a purple tube and different sizes. Sometimes we use what's called a shaky head, which is a jig head with a kind of an offset head and a flat bottom. You call it a shaky head because it hits the bottom and it just kind of rocks back and forth. It doesn't have it doesn't just lay there on the bottom. It just kind of moves and everything. And these fish think that there's a crayfish or a minnow or something in attacking their eggs, and they attack the bait. And they don't intend to eat it. They just intend to kill it or move it off the bed.
Right.
And you've got to time your hook set to when the fish, picks your bait up, and they're fast. I mean, it can literally take less than a second for them to hit your bait and move it off the bed, and you got to be really quick. And,
right.
And you can't always feel it. That's the thing. When you watch them and you see that tail go up in the air and you see the gills flare, I pulled the bait out of one's mouth 5 times.
Oh, my God.
And my buddy says, "Wish I had the video of that." Well, I said, "Yeah, I wish you did too." About an hour later, the comment came from me to him. "Boy, I wish I had a video of that." And we both laughed because it was the same deal. Sometimes you just can't hook them. And sometimes you'll stick with a fish for 10 minutes or so and it won't even look at your bait. And then all of a sudden, you'll see it start to get agitated. And it'll become more aggressive and more aggressive. And you can fire that fish up and get it to strike. So, and you toss, you handle the fish gently. You net them with a rubber net so you don't harm them. You get the hook out of it quickly. You put them back in the water, snap a quick photo, back in the water immediately, and they go right back to the bed. It's a lot of fun. We've been doing it for a long, long time. And we've caught fish off the same beds for 10 years and probably 20 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, my son's been, he's all he's catching right now is catfish around here.
Catfish are good to eat. You can't, we put these fish back. We don't eat them, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, his friend caught one. He said it was probably about a 30-pounder.
That's a big fish.
Uh-huh.
That's a big fish.
Yeah.
It's probably a blue cat. That's not, I don't know that that'd be a channel cat, but that's, who knows.
I don't know. I don't remember.
You're up there on the Chester, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
he was right off of Colchester.
Yep, that's catfish capital of Maryland right there.
Oh, yeah, that's some good fishing down there.
Mm-hmm.
as long as the neighbors don't run you out.
Well, that's always a good thing if you have a good relationship with your neighbor. So, well, you're good.
You haven't been up around here much, then.
Well, Denise, so, you have a wonderful day.
Well, you too, and thank you so much. And Fran, I'm so sorry. And I do remember her.
Oh, sure.
Yep. That's
yep.
Incredible. Small yep. world, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep. You all meet right. Fran, you don't forget her.
That's for sure. And happy early birthday.
Well, thanks. I appreciate
what
that.
What day is your birthday?
Thursday.
Mine's Tuesday. How about that?
How about that? That's great. Yeah. Yeah, tomorrow would have been my dad's birthday as well. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, a lot of birthdays in a row in May. My cousin on the 10th, my dad's on the 15th, my uncle and mine on the 19th. So, you know, and wow. the little girl I was in love with in grade school was on the 18th. Her name was Monica, but you know, unrequited love. So.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway.
But you never know. You might meet her again someday.
That ship has sailed, Denise.
Oh, so. Okay.
Talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Have a wonderful birthday.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
So. All right. That's great. Great, great, great. Great to make the connection. So. Maryland, I guess as a response to decree that was issued a while back about the tournament fishing for black bass, and which is largemouth and smallmouth bass, both you know, categorized as black bass, but primarily focusing on the largemouth bass on the Potomac River, Maryland portion of Potomac River in the Upper Bay. Maryland Department of Natural Resources is creating a subcommittee to advise the Sport Fisheries Advisory Committee on questions regarding the long-term sustainability of smallmouth and largemouth bass fishing in the state. Anyone interested in joining the subcommittee may apply by filling out and submitting the online Black Bass Advisory Subcommittee application prior to 5 p.m. June 3, 2016. The department will assess the applications and make membership recommendations to the commissioners who will ultimately make the selections. Subcommittee members will be asked to serve for a minimum of 4 years, and the meeting will be open to the public. These are the subcommittee meetings. Any questions, go to Tidal Bass Program Manager Joseph Love, Ph.D. at joseph.love@maryland.gov, and the phone number is there. That's coming from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources press release as of yesterday, I believe. So there we are. I haven't heard back from the guys on the senior boat ramp accessibility there at Harvard de Grace. So we'll figure that out too. And our buddy John called from North Carolina. He said he's halfway to muzzleloader season. Just wanted me to remind that. He's all about that. I was talking about him and his brother Mark the other day to somebody just yesterday. So thanks for listening, John. Thanks for listening, Mark. And another John, John B., sent a message about the recorded show. The answer is yes. Next Saturday's show will be recorded. I'll be back on the 28th. And my birthday is Thursday. So there you go. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I'll tell you a little bit about social media. I purchased a truck Wednesday, I think. And here comes a text from my art director for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and Maryland Loves Crabs. Wow, awesome truck, cool. Like, I didn't tell you I bought a truck. How did you know I bought a truck? Oh, my friend is friends with the salesman. It was on Facebook. Well, I have like five Facebook pages. The Outdoors and Radio Show has one. Maryland Loves Crabs has one. Maryland Hunting Quarterly has one. Ellis Outdoors has one. Alan Ellis has one. How many is that? And then the Maryland Hunting Coalition also has a Facebook page. I don't touch any of them. I have a young lady, Laura, that is the administrator for primarily the Hunting Coalition one. And every now and then she'll post something on one of the other ones. But I don't visit them. I was talked into it by Marty Gary to get on Facebook. And I'm almost inept. I am not good at social media, personally. But and I like to think that I keep certain things about my personal life personal and private and things like that. But apparently, you buy a truck, the salesman knows who you are. You hand him a magazine and say, I do this, and all of a sudden, bingo, bango, you're on Facebook, and the world knows about your about that portion of your life. Interesting. Interesting. So, anyway. Oh, we got a couple callers here. Let's talk to Greg in Baltimore. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, Alan?
You are what's happening, Greg. You're the one that called. What's up?
Hey, I just talked, I was hanging out with a buddy of mine. I'm still awake and listen to AM radio all the time, and I just always catch your show. I catch the show about the guy with the flowers. I like the AM radio, but I was just curious about the fish that are extinct that are like an inch long and two guys that were drinking.
Well, they're not extinct. They're on the endangered species list. There are 115 of them, which means that there's some still.
Who counts the fish and how? And did they get fined or charged with a crime to kill?
There's a lot of crimes there that have been committed. Unauthorized use of a firearm, breaking down federal property, trespassing. I think they're looking at $50,000.
$50,000 for killing a one-inch, well, I mean, obviously the other ones, but how do you calculate there's 115 of them, and how does that affect the ecosystem if there's 115 of them, who feeds on them, and if they were extinct, how would that affect the ecosystem?
Greg, they live in one spot in the world.
Really?
And it's this little pool. In the national park.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where they live. That's the only place they live.
Where's the park?
Nevada. Nevada.
Oh, okay.
Nevada. And these guys got drunk, broke down the fence, threw beer cans around. One guy left his boxer shorts there. They threw up in the pool.
It wasn't deliberate, but it's a shame.
Hell, it wasn't deliberate. What do you mean it wasn't deliberate?
They didn't go there to kill an extinct species.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm listening. I'm trying to put together a thought here in my head that may help you understand the seriousness of the crime.
Listen, I'm not making light of it. I think they were very careless and reckless, but I'm just trying to. I think it's very interesting that there's species like that. That, you know, you can actually say somebody has counted them. They're one inch big. They must have some kind of predator or, you know, I don't know. Is it what kind of fish is it? Is it something you would...
It's called a pupfish. P-U-P-F-I-S-H.
A pupfish?
Pupfish. It is in a little pool, freshwater pool.
Yeah.
In the national park, and they have discovered this fish. They want to preserve this fish. They've been on the endangered species list for years. The population is declining.
To 115 fish?
It's declined, yes, from about 300. And they don't know what damage they did when they were walking around in this pool, splashing around in this pool, because the potential was there to disturb the eggs. Well, no, the eggs to disrupt the mating process and everything else. So the long term is unknown.
And let's say this fish becomes extinct.
Then that would be a great loss, wouldn't it?
I don't know, because they don't really provide any kind of source of
Well, why does something have to provide something to humans to be valuable? Here's the way I look at it. This beautiful little fish was created for God's pleasure.
Is it a pretty fish?
Yeah, they're beautiful little bright blue fish.
Are they really? Is it a freshwater fish?
Yes.
They're very colorful.
Nevada, it does not have much access to any tidal flow.
Yeah, so they're just like pond fish. Yeah, I just thought it was interesting, but it's like, so there's only, it's like, must be one pond where they all exist in this one pond.
That's it.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And then so,
God's good, Greg.
Yeah, that's cool. I just was in this show, I just caught that, and I just thought it was interesting. So,
well, good. All
yeah,
right.
And I listen to you, and I find your program interesting. I listen to it.
Well, I appreciate your comments.
All right, man.
Take care, buddy. Right. See ya.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. There he goes. Mike in Randallstown. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Okay, listen. When you get back off your vacation, my birthday present to you, I'm going to meet you at Nino Tacos. and I'm going to treat you to a spicy chicken fingers. You know,
oh,
you
man, have. That's great. With the honey mustard. That's
man.
A great treat, man. Wow,
yeah.
Cool.
Okay, that'll be my treat, and that'll be your birthday present. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful, Mike. Well, let's do that. That sounds good.
All right. Well, have a nice vacation, and I'll see you when you get back.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Man.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Mike's a good guy. Okay. The BPS pump shotgun from Browning is one of the few pump shotguns that comes in 10-gauge, just in case. You are looking for a 10-gauge model for some type of hunting that you might like to do, maybe waterfowl. Now, the BPS pump comes in 12 and 16 and 20 and 28 and 410 as well. One of the few that does, but I just thought I'd throw that out there, that the BPS has a bottom ejection. And if you happen to be looking for a good shotgun, not only for waterfowl. It comes in a couple of deer models, too, in 12 and 20 gauge, if you want to do that. And a pump shotgun is always great for home protection as well. Now, my dream waterfowl gun is the A5 from Browning. The hump is back. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, softest shooting, recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes with three and or 3.5-inch chambers, 12-gauge, 20-gauge available too, 100,000 rounds, or 5-year guarantee. Comes in Mossy Oak breakup camo, breakup country camo, if you want to go that route too. Now look, Clyde Sports Shop is the place to find these two fine firearms from Browning, and also they have just received the first shipment of ammo from Browning. Browning has come up with a new ammo now, and they've got lots of 22s. 22s are in short supply, but Clyde's has got a ton of them from Browning. So if you want to stop by and check out those new Browning 22s, I'm sure, just like every other Browning product, this ammo will work extremely well. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. The speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got the 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a wine. I've been a past on everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Speaking of Stan, there he is. Good morning. How are you, Stan?
Yeah, 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I make it home every night, but it's not long enough.
How long have you been driving?
Now on 40 years.
40 years. How about that?
40 years. Well, I blame my parents.
Why? Did they run you out of the house at an early age or what?
Well, back in the day, before they had the 95 cut through, going up in through Delaware and all, you had to get off Highway to Grass.
Right.
Highway to Grass. I call it something different. But anyway.
Yeah.
You had to hit the old road 40.
Right.
And I was old enough to be out of a crib. My brother was in a crib. That's before seatbelts. Old 59 something or other we drove, one of those old-timey bombs. My father drove, and he broadsided a tractor trailer up there by the airport.
Right.
I think he knocked something loose in me. I'm not really
sure.
You
think that's what it was?
My father said it was his fault, and we all went to the hospital. Everything was okay, a couple of broken ribs. Me and my brother got thrown around, but I must have hit something on the way down to the floor, and here I are.
Okay.
Now, my grandfather was a trucker back in the day. Buckboard and I guess it was a mule team back in the day up and down the eastern seaboard.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah. And my grandmother used to send lunch all the way down the line for him because he wouldn't eat anywhere else unless we had family around. But that runs in the family sort of kind of. Good enough for granddaddy, good enough for me.
How about that? Well, my granddad on my dad's side was a mine inspector in the mines up in Pennsylvania, and his claim to fame was that he killed a mule in the coal mine with a hammer.
Okay.
His name was Blackjack. His nickname was Blackjack Ellis.
I've seen some of them guys from the coal mining areas of Pennsylvania.
I don't suspect he would have been a Hillary fan.
No, and I probably would have been real polite if I were to date his daughter.
Well, he had four daughters, but he had dad had 11 brothers and four sisters, so he was one of 16 in the family.
Well, we've delivered up there. I mean, coal mines sink down to the axes, and you need a Euclid to pull you out.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Don't worry about it. We'll get you out of there, driver. Don't worry about a thing.
Yeah, you know, we'll get you out. Don't worry.
This big shadow comes around the bend, and there it is, one of those Euclids.
But yep.
I've seen some of them guys up there, and their forearms are as big as my.
Oh, I know. I know it. I actually lived in coal country for a long time, for 15 or 16 years of my life. I lived in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. Actually applied to some coal mines when I was younger.
I've been to work in a mine. Hmm? I've been up and through there.
Yeah.
Good people. Good
yep.
people. Small
yep,
town.
Indeed. I actually knew the guy that at the time, he drove the largest, coal drag. In the world, it was imported from somewhere across the pond, and it was sitting on a coal mine up there in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. I crawled up in there. The thing was like three stories high. It was unbelievable. I can't remember how many yard bucket it was. Some huge 9-yard bucket, 26-yard something, some giant thing. But it was pretty cool to watch that work. So
I want to warn you, I'm headed east, and there's this big round glow out ahead of me.
Really?
Not exactly sure what it is. Could be the end of the world as we know.
It's very possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen it before in your life, or have you seen it in the last 2 weeks?
Not the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm growing gills as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the option of sitting in this thing while I'm working.
Right.
But anyway, before I forget what I was going to ask you,
yeah.
Have you heard anything? Apparently the powers that be were supposed to get together and challenge our right to high-capacity, what they call assault rifles and high-capacity magazines in the state of Maryland, something about the 4th District Court of Schlemiel,
Now I have to look into that, buddy. It's been a busy week, so...
All right, let me get out of here, Mr. Allen.
All right, brother, you have a wonderful day. Keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down, and we'll be chatting again.
All right, always listening.
All right, man. Thanks, Dan. See ya. Bye-bye. That's what he said. He apparently had the radio on. All right, well, we got to get out of here for a little bit. Alan Klotz is coming on the next hour. We're going to talk a lot about fishing out in Western Maryland. We headed up there in a couple of weeks. Got to go to a wedding. Maybe I'll get an opportunity to fish up there with some recommendations from Alan. So, all right, folks, get out, stay safe.